Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Hi, Gabe. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I have a reservation code, if that helps you.
Yeah, I'm. Give me a moment here, actually. Alrighty. I'm ready when you are.
It is 2311-2001-0015-4837. I don't know if it's older or I'm not sure.
Is this James Bardsley?
It is.
Okay. Give me a second here. What did you mean by older?
I can't remember when I received the offer.
Okay. Yeah, I think it... Yeah, no problem. All right, James. Let's see here. Is this the company phone you're dialing off of? Is this a cell phone?
This is a company phone, but the best I can give you a cell phone for a better contact number.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready when you are.
It's 401-662-9280. I just don't like my finances going through the office because then secretaries hear it and all this stuff. So
I completely understand. Completely understand. So just so we have it accurate here, it's a 401-662-9280 is the best contact for the...
928, exactly, yes.
Okay. And I don't actually have a company name on file for you. What company are you with, James?
It's the Law Office of Bardsley and Gray. So my first question is, do you lend to law offices?
Yes, we do. And I'm sorry, that was Law Offices of Bardsley and Gray?
And Gray, correct.
In gray. All right. Okay, let me just confirm some information real quickly, and I'll go ahead and answer any questions you have. I have billing address down as 1 Webley Road, New Bedford, Massachusetts, 02745.
Well, since our mail is unreliable, I have a different billing address.
Okay. What's the good billing address for you?
It's P.O. Box 51553. That's in New Bedford, Massachusetts. So it's two words, New Bedford, B-E-D-F-O-R-D, Massachusetts, 02745.
Alrighty, so P.O. Box 51553, New Bedford, Massachusetts, 02745?
Correct.
Okay, and is the previous address I mentioned, is that the location address for the business?
Yeah, that's the location address. It's just they mix in, like, different mailmen. It's frustrating because I don't get all the mail I'm supposed to get when I need to get it.
Gotcha.
I try to put up a P.O. box when I need it.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll definitely update our system here. Okay. And as far as the business classification goes, are you guys a partnership there? Are you guys incorporated, LLC?
It's actually just a DBA under my name, James Bardsley.
So is that
when
a sole
office was open. I'm sorry, say again?
Is it a sole proprietorship then?
Correct, yeah. Okay. When we opened, my wife worked here. She was the gray, but we had kids and all those things, and she might come back someday, but right now it's just me.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and how long have you been in business?
Since 2001.
Okay, about 15 years in business. Okay, and I think that's pretty much all the information we need to confirm. If you can tell me what you're looking to do there for the business, I can steer you in the right direction here.
So what I'm looking to do is I have an entire personal injury practice that's taking off, so I need to expand on advertising and things like that. And I'm looking for, I mean, you're saying $250,000. I'm looking for like maybe around 40. I'm not looking for that amount.
Okay, so looking...
I'm looking for $40,000 to put out a massive advertising campaign to keep everything going at the rate it's going. So.
Okay. Who are you going to advertise through? Is that for like SEO, or are you guys doing?
It's SEO stuff. It's online. It's also putting up some billboards. It's also putting things on the sides of buses. I mean, the whole nine yards across.
Cool.
Across everything.
What is?
And since we're expanding, it's getting to the point where I need to advertise more to keep that name recognition going so we start to...
Absolutely.
...roll with it there.
Very nice. So you guys do personal injury, you mentioned. Okay. And, yeah, just to see what we'd qualify you for there, what did you do in gross annual sales last year, your top-line revenue?
Absolute gross?
Yeah,
your gross. Not adjusted gross. Not yet. You're looking somewhere around 480, somewhere in there.
Okay. And,
With a whole bunch of, like, pending stuff coming in, it's just... That's why I need to expand.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good news helping a growing business. What's your projection here for 2016 as far as sales go?
Probably closer to 6.
Very nice. It's a nice healthy increase in sales there.
Yeah, and that's only because it took me like 5 to 7 years of just pounding out the personal injury. We have other areas of law, but it took me about 5 to 7 years of pounding out the personal injury to get the name recognition, to get everything going. So.
Cool. Very nice. Okay. And how soon are you looking to bring on these funds here for the business?
I mean, as soon as possible, because I'd love to get the advertising going as soon as possible. So.
Okay. Gotcha. So you sold prop. You own 100% of the business. Gotcha.
Correct.
And how is the personal credit looking?
It's over 700 or 7, I don't know, 20 or something like that.
So about 700 to 720, good. Okay, and just to kind of go back on that, this would be a business loan, so this isn't going to show up on your personal credit. Just kind of a question we have to ask. There's certain people we can't legally lend to. Looks like you're in pretty good shape there as far as credit goes. So let me ask you, any current loans with the business out right now?
I'm sorry, say again?
Do you have any current loans with the business right now?
I have one.
Okay, what kind of loan is that? SBA, working capital loan?
It's like a business line of credit.
Oh, well, just
but
the
I
line.
I just use that when I need to, yeah, I just use it when I need it, pay it off when I don't need it. But this was, I was trying to separate things out, and since I got your solicitation, I figured, jeepers, this might be a way to do something specifically for that. And then I think it looks like you can pay back on a daily basis. You know what I mean? So
yeah, we have daily, we have weekly, we have monthly. It kind of just depends on what we fit you into here.
Okay.
So you just have a line of credit. Who is that with?
That line of credit is with, what the heck are they called? It's with, I'm sorry, Bay Coast Bank.
Bay Coast Bank. Okay, and that shouldn't get in the way here. Lines of credit typically won't affect us. So just to give you some feedback on what you're looking for, we typically extend about 10 to 15% of gross annual sales.
Okay.
So just off the top of my head, you know, I think we'd be able to free you up maybe anywhere from 48 to 72. So I think the 40
is... Yeah, and I'm not looking... I don't want to overdo myself. I'm looking for like 40. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Even 30 would be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, what we do is we get you a proposal worked up and then you just take what you need. So 40 is
okay.
I definitely think 40 is feasible based on your revenue there. So, are you familiar with working capital at all? Have you had a working capital loan in the past?
No, not really. I'm calling for the first time.
Got you. Yeah, no problem. So just to tell you a little bit about the program, it is unsecured. You're not leveraging, you know, any assets there, personal or business assets. Terms are typically range from, you know, 6 months to 3 years. And like I kind of already touched on earlier, we have daily payments programs, we have weekly, we have monthly. And what kind of return on investment do you think that this $40,000 in marketing will bring you?
Well,
I know
it's
a very hard question to answer.
It should expand my personal injury practice even greater is what I'm hoping to do. So what I'm trying to do is jump above the 750 level with this level of advertising.
Okay, great.
That's what I'm trying to do is get above there, which I think is absolutely feasible.
Yeah, it doesn't sound... too outlandish at all. You probably don't have too much overhead, do you?
No. I mean, obviously we have office space that we rent.
Yeah, of course.
I have an employee. I mean, but other than that, I mean, you know, insurances and things like that, but no major overhead, no.
Okay, great. Yeah, so, you know, basically what we're looking at here as far as getting you a proposal worked up is we're going to look at a one-page application. We'll take a look at six...
Yeah, I think I have.
Yeah, I'll shoot you out a more official one via email. That way it'll just save us some time. And
sure.
So what we'll look at is that a one-page application. We'll look at 6 months' business bank statements. And the first page from your tax return, I want to say with a sole prop, it's a Schedule G, I want to say.
Schedule C,
I apologize. Yeah, so we'll look at the Schedule C, and it's basically those three items we'll take a look at. We typically get you an answer in 1 to 2 business days, and it'll say, okay, look, you're borrowing $40,000. This is your specific payback. You know, it's going to be a fixed cost to the funds, so your payment's not going to fluctuate. It's not like your kind of more traditional APR compounding interest rate. It's more of a cost of funds. So let's say we work up a proposal. It'll say, you know, James, you're borrowing $40,000. You're paying back $45,000. It could be, you know, slightly higher depending on what the credit analysts come up with. I don't make those decisions, but it's very straightforward as far as, you know, once we work up a proposal, you know, we get you a specific answer on your payback, and your payments aren't going to fluctuate there. What term is ideal for you? I mean, if you could pick.
This is what I would love to do. I'd love to do the 3 years, but are there any prepayment penalties?
There are not. Just to be upfront with you, not everyone qualifies for 3 years. Their first time working with us. You know, so we might be looking in the 2-year range, but it's very hard for me to give you a specific answer without, you know, seeing everything on paper. But
sure.
as far as you mentioning prepayment,
I mean, two years is even fine. The big thing for me is no prepayment penalty.
Yeah, and that's
paid off earlier.
And what I'm going to put in my notes here, and what most of the loans that I do have is a prepayment discount. So a lot of them, a lot of the loans that I've been doing lately. Have either a 5% off remaining payments discount if paid off early. A lot of them have 25% off remaining interest as far as discounts go, but no prepayment penalties with any of our programs here. So So I'd like to shoot you off the application there, and that way you'll have my contact information, and I can just kind of bullet point those other two items we discussed, the bank statements and the Schedule C.
So the bank statements, I just need to pull them from my bank and send them over to you?
Yeah. Do you have online banking?
Yeah, I should be able to just pull it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't, but I can just grab the statements and send them off to you. Is that...
Yeah, absolutely. And we'd just be looking at December through May, full statements. We don't need to see the pages with the checks, but you know, we want to see everything up into kind of that, usually where the daily ledger is at the bottom. So, and
gotcha.
That's all we look at. Like I said, we get you an answer here pretty quickly. Say you get your information over today, I would anticipate having.
Yeah, Did you say this shows up as like a It shows up on my personal credit, or is it a business? Does it show up on my business credit? Which one?
It's going to show up on your business credit. This will not show up on your credit personal credit report at all.
Okay.
So it's a strictly...
I mean, unless you don't pay it, but...
exactly. That's, you know, if you default, that would be the only time it would show up on a personal credit report there.
Okay.
Yeah. What's a good email address for me to shoot that off to you at, James?
And how long did you say it was turnaround time to sort of get an answer, or
1 to 2 business days?
So right,
typically,
so
if I get
Wednesday of next week,
exactly. If let's say you got it over to me today, I would anticipate an answer by Tuesday at the very latest for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go to the bank today. I'll just pull a statement. That's not a problem.
Okay. And
is there anything you're going to need other than that?
Just
gather everything at once, or
yeah, just the 6 months business banks, all pages, the tax
schedule C
the page with the gross annual sales there for the tax return, and then just this one page application that I'm going to shoot off to you, as well.
Okay.
What's the best email for you there?
It's J Bardsley, so J B A R D S L E Y at Bardsley, so Bardsley, and A-N-D, Gray, G-R-A-Y, .com. So jbardsley at bardsleyandgray.com.
All right.
And like I said, I'm just looking for like somewhere between 30 and 40. I'm not looking for...
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's something we can do for you based on your revenues there. So just to be accurate, I have jbardsley, B-A-R-D-S-L-E-Y, at Bardsley,
yep,
and...
So that's
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that's a D as in dog. That's a D as in dog, right? It's hard to hear B or D. That's why.
Oh yeah, no worries. B as in boy, A as in apple, R as in Robert, D as in David.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. And then Gray is G R A Y, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And
perfect.
And the and is the word and A N D.
And spelled out. Perfect. Yeah, I will get that out to you here within the next 15 minutes or so. And you will have you'll have my direct line on there in my signature if you have any questions in the meantime about the application process.
All right,
sounds good.
So I'll just fill it out and just ship it back to you by email.
Yeah, email works best. We also, you know, I'll definitely you'll have my fax number there for the company in the signature as well. If fax is easier for you, that works too. Email is generally better, but it's really whatever works best for you.
No, email's fine. I can just scan things in and just send it back to you.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, so I will get that put together for you. Trying to think if we missed anything here. I don't believe we did. Is there any other questions for you there?
No, that's it. I just got to run to the bank and get the statements. That's pretty much it because, like I said, I don't have online access to it, so...
Yeah, no problem. I will put that together for you. And, yeah, I look forward to hearing from you and seeing what we can do for the business there. All righty?
Yeah, if you get me an email, I'll have it back in a couple hours.
Oh, sounds good, James. I'll get that out to you here shortly.
Thank you.
Yep, you got it. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.